The International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, is stepping up its preparations to support medical facilities and treat the injured in Libyan cities where violence has taken place over the past few days. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Biljana Milosevic, the deputy head of delegation with the ICRC, who is based in Tunisia.
Since the situation got worsened, the ICRC, again, in coordination with the Libyan Red Crescent, is planning to send three medical teams, including surgeons, that are ready to leave Libya to help the situation in the hospitals and assist those injured. The Norwegian Red Cross, Finnish Red Cross and German Red Cross teams are ready to be deployed as soon as possible.
Talking about numbers there, about 2,000 injured persons, obviously a lot of equipment, a lot of medical needs for many of these people who have been injured.
Yes, the ICRC, these teams that will be deployed in Libya will also bring with them surgical kits and medical material to treat 2,000 injured persons. The ICRC is also now in coordination with the Libyan Red Crescent assessing the needs of hospitals in Benghazi at this stage to be able to also provide the material other than emergency surgical kits that is needed in these hospitals to replenish also the stocks that has been used during these days.